From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Democratic presidential candidates are squaring off in New Hampshire with the focus on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the United States cannot be thought of as the world's policeman and that the fight against Islamic State needs a coalition that includes Russia and Muslim troops from the region. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that she also supports a coalition effort and that there is a need for support from Sunni and Kurdish forces. The third candidate, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, highlighted the need to form new alliances for modern threats. He pointed to the work that the African Union has done in Somalia. One point during the debate, Senator Sanders apologized for the happening of a breach of the Democratic National Committee's data bank that included violating some of Secretary Clinton's proprietary information. Mrs. Clinton accepted the apology and said they should move on. The debate comes 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, the first primary of the 2016 election season. Turkey is pulling troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government, one day after President Barack Obama urged Ankara to withdraw its troops. The foreign ministry on Saturday acknowledged a miscommunication with Iraq over its recent deployment of troops to the Bashika military base near the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. The deployment of Turkish troops there angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited, and the move amounted to an illegal incursion. This is VOA News.